ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Former President Donald Trump, the frontrunner for the Republican presidential nomination, was in Michigan Saturday night as early voting began in the state's primary. Alex Brochet was speaking with voters in Waterford Township.
The court case is on the minds of many here.
Overall, do you think it's a net positive?
I'm not sure, but I think overall... It hasn't hurt him.
Trump vowing to appeal after a New York judge found him liable for fraud and ordered him to pay more than $350 million in penalties.
Nikki Haley campaigned in South Carolina ahead of next weekend's Republican primary in her home state. President Biden said he spoke with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and that he's confident Congress will approve more aid. Family of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny said they've not been able to recover his body after he died Friday at a penal colony. And services resumed today at Lakewood Church in Houston, 1 week after a shooting. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Governor Evers is considering new legislative district maps that experts say are an improvement over the current gerrymandered maps. As Mike Mohn reports, fair maps should lead to more functional and responsive state government.
This week, the Republican-led legislature approved the map submitted by Democratic Governor Tony Evers. Yuseli Flores with the Wisconsin Fair Maps Coalition says if these maps are fully implemented, they'll finally usher in a more balanced legislative body.
These maps would change Wisconsin's future for years to come, and it will definitely get rid of what happened in 2011. It'll dismantle that partisan gerrymander.
Following the 2010 census, Republicans were in charge of the redistricting process and have since maintained large majorities in the legislature. That's despite more competitive races for statewide elections. Evers has pledged to sign the maps. However, some of his fellow Democrats have misgivings about the GOP's approach, including language that says the maps wouldn't take effect until the general election in November, excluding any special or recall elections this year. And some policy analysts say Republicans still might hold a slight advantage even with the Evers maps. However, Flores says that doesn't mean there won't be any progress in establishing the change advocates want to see. She adds this could help bolster candidate recruitment in marginalized districts.
Folks that might not have millions of dollars in the bank that are running because they're tired of big money politics.
State election leaders have set a deadline of March 15th for the new maps to be in place. The hurry to update the boundaries comes after the Wisconsin Supreme Court overturned the current legislative districts in a December ruling. The court would have to choose maps if an agreement isn't finalized in time. This is Mike Mohn for Wisconsin News Connection. Support for this reporting was provided by the Carnegie Corporation of New York.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
A new film about Giannis. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. On Monday, a new highly anticipated documentary about the Bucks' Giannis Antetokounmpo will be released.
People might say I'm one of the best players in the NBA right now, but I don't see it. I don't feel it. Because I'm scared of losing all this.
It's the story of how Charles and Veronica Antetokounmpo fled Nigeria to Greece to raise their four boys and the struggles they faced. Giannis's mother, Veronica.
We left Nigeria looking for a better life in Greece.
The dream of every father is to give your children a better education.
As an immigrant, you are nothing.
We've always been outsiders. We had to live in fear.
It's called Giannis, A Marvelous Journey. The film reveals how Giannis reacted to the news in 2017.
54-year-old Charles Antetokounmpo suffered a heart attack.
I don't want to play no more.
Giannis, A Marvelous Journey debuts this week on Amazon Prime. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Look for mostly sunny skies for your Sunday. Northwest winds on the breezy side and highs in the mid-30s. Tonight, partly cloudy skies as our lows drop to the lower 20s. On your Monday, a mix of clouds and sunshine, afternoon highs in the upper 30s. It's 24 at our studios.
It's Black History Month. and Civic Media Radio Network recognizes the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Kelvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Echoes of Empowerment, Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl Ingram.
In March 1965, Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. led a peaceful group marching in support of voting rights, but police attacked them as they tried to cross the Pettus Bridge in Selma, Alabama. Voting was nearly impossible for black people because of unfair processes like literacy tests and poll taxes. A few months after the march protests, Congress passed the Voting Rights Act, giving everyone a chance to vote. Listen for more Black History Stories here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
Earl Ingram.
My special guest is the curator and founder of Wisconsin's Black Historical Society, none other than Claiborne Benson.
I want people to know that Wisconsin has a beautiful, rich African-American history. Many people think that King celebration and all of those other kinds of things are more important. They occurred in Wisconsin as well, and we've impacted the entire nation.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
This is the music of the stars. Good morning. I'm Lou Regani on the Civic Media Radio Network. We're across Wisconsin and indeed the whole world. CivicMedia.us. The middle of February. What are your thoughts when I say that? I'm thinking, the good thing about being in the middle of February is it's almost March. So what's the big deal about March? Well, we're 30 days closer to April, you see. Well, that's not very profound, is it? But it's Sunday, though. Longfellow said it's the golden clasp that binds together the volume of the week. I couldn't have said it better myself. Let's sit back and reflect on all the blessings we've gotten. Kind of relax, reflect, recharge, take a break. Do nothing, well, except listen to the radio. Sunday is kind of a magic word anyway. There's a vague hint of promise in that word, I think. Life ought to be Sunday. A Sunday kind of, well, this is the music of the stars. Of the stars worldwide on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Lou Regani, and few thoughts about this special day. Francis Albert Sinatra offers.
Drowsy morning sunlight, gentle kisses for my love. It's Sunday, it's Sunday. She needn't awaken, I'll fix the eggs and bacon her way. While she just dozes, lately I've taken to bringing her a flower on her tray. She's fond of roses. We'll talk away the morning, read the papers, misbehave, enjoying each other. The world is ours to play. We'll take a walk or stay. Long and lazy hours to have and hide away in. For one day, thank goodness, it's Sunday.
Tell you a story about Tony. It was a TV program back, oh, in the early 50s, the dawn of network television. People were buying sets like crazy. Well, there was a new program called Danger, and they had very little money to spend for an orchestra. Usually you had a trio at the very least, or a piano or an organ, like old-time radio. They didn't really know how to evolve beyond that. Well, they had very little money, so they only had enough for one instrument. Guess who? Tony Mottola. He finally made a song out of it. Well, I'll get back to that later. The Music of the Stars. Marty Paich. Mel Torme. The Music of the Stars.
New York on Sunday. Big city. Slow down, it's Sunday. Life's a ball, let it fall right in your lap. If you've got troubles, just take them out for a walk. They'll burst like bubbles in the fun of a Sunday in New York. You can spend time without spending a dime, watching people watch people pass. Later you pause and in one of the stores there's that face next to yours in the glass. Two hearts stop beating, you're both too breathless to speak. Love's smiles her greeting than the dream that has seen you through the week comes true one Sunday in New York. So you can take a short nautical break. They've got boats by the lake for hire. If there's a storm, you just make it on home and get cozy and warm by a fire. By Monday morning, you're both agreed it was fate. As day comes dawning, if you can't pick the spot or set the date, you met on Sunday, New York on Sunday. So make it Sunday in New York.
Oh, I found that danger theme here in my minuscule. Is that the right pronunciation? Minuscule, thank you. A collection of songs. Tony Mottola actually recorded that song from 1952 as a standalone. Here he is. Song out of a few notes that he played for the TV early show, Danger. It's a Sunday, though. Back to the happy ha-ha. Well, it should be. It's Sunday. In the morning. This is the music of the stars. So many stars. Doris Day.
Some Sunday morning is going to be some Sunday morning for someone and me. Bells will be chiming.
Stars on Pacific Media Radio Network. Dinah Shore.
Everybody going to
church twice on Sunday and once in the middle of the week. Those good old revivals when they hit their highest peak. How I love to go to church twice on Sunday. It makes me feel so good. I'd like
happened to the
church twice on Sunday and once in the middle of the week. Those good old revivals when they hit their highest peak. How I have to go to church twice on Sunday. It made me feel so good. I'd like to mend my ways and go back to the days of my childhood. I want to know I'm doing right. I want to raise my head, see the light. I want to clap my hands, sing a song. And if you think it's right, can't be wrong. I want to close my eyes,
say a prayer.
For everybody gathered there. I want to shout.
Hey!
Shout.
Hey!
Happy, happy, happy today. How I love to go to church.
Shore, 1955. Corky Robbins wrote that for her.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We've talked the whole night through.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Gene Kelly, Debbie Reynolds.
Good morning. Good morning. It's great to stay up late. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
When the band began to play, the stars were shining bright.
Now the milkman's on his way. It's too late to say goodnight.
So good morning,
good morning. Sunbeams will still smile through. Good morning. Good morning to you and you and you and you. Good morning. Good morning. We've gabbed the whole night through. Good morning. Good morning to you.
Nothing could be grander than to be in Louisiana
in the morning. In the morning, it's great to stay up late. Good morning. Good morning to
might
you.
Might be just as zippy if we was in Mississippi.
When we left the movie show, the future wasn't bright. But came the dawn, the show goes on, and I don't want to say goodnight.
Don't say good morning.
Good morning.
Rainbows are shining through.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Bonjour.
Bonjour.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
The whiskers has a lot behind it, but I can't keep punching with the victory crew. When you're making me punch you with that bottle moo, I wanna give my all if I'm gonna give it, but I gotta get my shut eye if I'm gonna rip it. So bail out, bud, with that milk mirage, cause it's unpatriotic, it's a sabotage. On a bomber. Okay, boy, you blast my wig with those clinks. And I got to catch my 40 winks. So, milkman, keep those bottles quiet. Ooh, milkman, keep those bottles quiet. Ooh, milkman, keep those bottles quiet.
Quiet!
That's Ella Mae Morris. Don Ray, Gene DePaul.
I like that too, I really do.
I know I shouldn't do it.
What?
It's bad for me.
What are you talking about?
But I... Well, I've been doing it ever since...
Doing what?
When did I start?
You've been doing what since when?
Early teens.
Yeah, well, what
I
did
I think
you...
my mother started me on it.
Your mother?
And now it's probably... Well, I've been doing it all my life.
Well, what did you start to? Give me a hint.
Probably destroyed my brain.
What is this? What is this, some narcotic?
Probably is my insides are all rotted away.
What are you talking about?
After all, it's been every day, many times every day.
What's been every day?
morning.
And sometimes at night, you know, even... I know they...
No, you poor
They're trying to wean me with...
Oh, you poor
decaf.
With what?
But,
decaf.
And I like that, too, but...
What are you talking about?
It's the real stuff.
You're talking about...
The real stuff.
Coffee? Coffee?
I've got several pots boiling out there right now.
You're talking about coffee?
I don't even need cream and sugar anymore.
Coffee won't hurt you.
Just black.
It won't hurt you.
Black.
Are you crazy? Coffee won't hurt you. Look what it's done for me.
What would I do without it?
I know. I love cream. I have a cup, too. I love cream. I love cream and sugar, though, in mine. Oh, thank you.
80 cups a day.
Oh, that's nothing. I have more than that.
80 or more.
More than 80. Much more than 80.
Mel Torme.
I'm not a poet. How well I know it. I've never been a raver. But when I speak of you, I rave a bit, it's true. I'm wild about you. I'm lost without you. You give my life its flavor. What sugar does for tea, that's what you do for me. You're the cream in my coffee. You're the salt in my stew. You will always be my necessity. I'd be lost without you. You're the starch in my collar. You're the lace in my shoe. You will always be my necessity. I'd be lost without you. Most men tell love tales, and each phrase dovetails. You've heard each known way. This way is my own way. Necessity. I'd be lost without you.
Fresh apple cake. The whole house smells of hot cinnamon and apples. It's Grandmother's recipe. I'm Mrs. Olson. I remember Grandma saying the right ingredients make such a difference in how food tastes. So when people say all coffees are alike, I say no, they're not.
It's my own way. You're the sail of my love boat. You are the captain and crew. You will always be my necessity. I'd be lost without you.
Music of the stars. Have another cup. Go ahead, Quinn. I'm by.
Way down among Brazilians, coffee beans grow by the billions, so they've got to find those extra cups to fill. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. You can't get cherry soda, 'cause they've got to fill that quota, and the way things are, I'll bet they never will. They've got a zillion tons of coffee in Brazil. No tea or tomato juice, you'll see. No potato juice, 'cause the planners down in Santa's all say no, no, no. The politician's daughter was accused of drinking water and was fined a great big $50 bill. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil.
Brazil. And when their ham and eggs need savor, coffee ketchup gives them flavor. Coffee pickles way outsell the dill. Why, they put coffee in the coffee in Brazil. No tea, no tomato juice, you'll see. No potato juice. The planters down in Santa's all say no, no, no. So you'll add to the local color, serving coffee with a crawler. Dunkin' doesn't take a lot of skill. They've got an awful lot of coffee.
Beans grow by the billion, so they've got to find those extra cups to fill. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil.
There's Dinah Shore.
You can't get cherry soda, 'cause they've got to sell their quota. And the way things are, I guess they never will. They've got a zillion tons of coffee in Brazil. No tea tomato juice, you'll see. No potato juice, 'cause the planters down in Santos all say no, no, no. A politician's daughter was accused of drinking water and was fined a great big $50 bill. So you'll add to the local color, drinking coffee with a crawler. Dunkin' doesn't take a lot of skill. They've got an awful lot of coffee.
An awful lot of coffee.
An awful lot of coffee in Brazil.
Drip coffee makers, the two bubbles. I like to watch them defy gravity when the coffee goes, well, up into the top. You know, it's I think Corey made them. Music of the Stars, Boots Randolph.
I bought myself a percolator just to keep my coffee hot. I didn't have a percolator. I didn't have a coffee pot. My chicks are wanting me to date her. I should be ready, but I'm not. I'll have to wait and date her later.
That's good. Boots Randolph. I've never played a Boots Randolph song before that. Maybe I'll do it again sometime. But Bobby Darin. Richard West in the orchestra.
New York on Sunday. Big city taking a nap. Slow down, it's Sunday. Life's a ball, let it fall in your lap. If you got trouble, just take them out for a walk. They'll burst like bubbles in the fun of a Sunday in New York. You can spend time without spending a dime, watching people watch people pass. Later you're pausing in one of those stores. There's that face next to yours in the glass. Two hearts stop beating. You're both too breathless to speak. Love smiles a greeting. Then the dream that has seen you through the week comes true on Sunday in New York. Sunday in New York. You can spend time without spending a dime, watching people watch people pass. Later you're pausing in one of those stores. There's that face next to yours in the glass. Two hearts stop beating. You're both too breathless to speak. Love smiles a greeting. Then the dream that has seen you through the week on Sunday in New York. Comes true on Sunday in New York.
Music of the Star. Catch that little joke at the end. Ella Fitzgerald, Nelson Riddle. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Alone, together, beyond the crowd, above the world, we're not too proud. As great as love.
Arthur Schwartz. Nelson Riddle. They don't get any better, especially with Ella Fitzgerald there in the Emerald Spotlight. Let's see, Michael Crawford of Phantom of the Opera, live performance fame, made it onto the Johnny Carson show with a rare tune that you think might be a little downbeat, but, well, here, enjoy. This is the music of the stars.
Don't write a letter when you want to leave. Don't call me at 3 a.m. from a friend's apartment. I'd like to choose how I hear the news. Take me to a park that's covered with trees. Tell me on a Sunday, please. Let me down easy. No big song and dance. No long faces, no long looks. No deep conversation. I know the way we should spend.
Weber from a very one short act song cycle. Hey, here's Mel Torme. If you know the history behind this Gloomy Sunday, oh yeah, a couple of you lit up already. Here it is. Rarely performed. Marty Peach. This song was banned on the airwaves 50 years ago. No, it's not dirty. It's just, I'll tell you about it.
Sunday is gloomy. My hours are slumberless. Dearest, the shadows I live with are numberless. Little white flowers will never awaken you, not where the black coach of sorrow has taken you. Gloomy Sunday.
it's a bummer. I know. That's not why it was banned. It's one of those songs that has a life of its own. And the legends therewith. It's from Hungary. It's all about despair caused by war. And there's a prayer at the end about, well, a prayer. Al Kemp recorded that back in 36, first American recording. Paul Robeson. Billie Holiday. She tackled the hard ones. The controversial one. And here's that legend that too many people have, get this, committed suicide listening to that song. Don't you believe it? The music of the stars on the Civic Media Radio Network. Back after news and weather, and a tribute to Peggy King on her birthday. Right here. I'm Lou Regani. Thanks for being part of the music of the star.
Listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.